Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you directly, as a matter of fact. The number 844-322-2742 is good in the U.S. and in Canada. If you're hearing this program at any time other than 3 p.m. Central, well, you can still get your question to us by voicemail at the same number, and we'll discuss it soon here on the Basic Gospel Live broadcast. Again, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's a great passage out of the book of Ephesians about how we as children of God are to walk in this world today. And in verse 17 of chapter 4, Paul wrote this, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds." Now, we're all Gentiles, and it's talking about how we once walked when we were lost, when we were dead in trespasses and sins. We followed the ways of this world. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh, but no longer. Why? Because we've been transformed. We've been made new in Christ Jesus. Now, he says about the lost Gentiles, they are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. So we were once alienated from the life of God, but no more. We are connected to the life of God. His life is now our life, and we are hidden with him. It says they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learn Christ, assuming that you heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So this is our theme for the month. We've been talking about this gift of righteousness. You and I have been gifted with something that comes from God. Righteousness is not ours to earn, it's God's to give, and he gave it freely by grace to us through faith in Jesus Christ. So we've been made righteous. We have been made new. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus, raised to walk in the newness of life. So here Paul is saying, hey, this is what you once were. Now you are light in the Lord. Now you have the righteousness of Christ. Walk down that path. So we once walked like the Gentiles did, but now let's walk as children of God. It's very simple. It's very easy to understand. We try to complicate things. We try to add layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of all kinds of theological gobbledygook. But Paul just makes it simple. He says, this is what you once were. You've learned about Jesus. You've come to Jesus by faith. Jesus has come to live in you. Jesus has given you his righteousness. Now allow this righteousness to be your walk. It's just very, very simple. He goes on to explain that to us a little more clearly. Even in chapter 5, verse 8, he said, "For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Well, what does it mean to be a child of light? It means that we've been created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. That's who we are now as believers in Christ. So let's trust the righteous one and allow his righteousness to flow through us. And my goodness, the world needs to see that today, doesn't it?
Indeed. Absolutely. Well, it is Basic Gospel, and that is good stuff, Bob. Thank you for kicking off the program with the encouraging words. And right now, friends, we want you to be a part of the broadcast. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. And if you're hearing the live broadcast at roughly 4 or 5 minutes after the hour of 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can call directly into the studio and be a part of the broadcast at 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had a couple of calls that came in overnight. Let's listen to the first one right now.
This is John from Illinois. Salvation is grace through faith. It's grace beginning, begin, ending, and in between. And how does James' statement that faith without works is dead, how does that fit in to the plan of God? God's grace. Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, John, thank you so much for that question. You know, the Epistle of James has been debated for years and years and years. Martin Luther called it the straw epistle. He wanted to rip it out of the pages of the Bible and just never to be read again. But it's in the Bible, and it's in there for a reason. So what in the world does James mean when he says that faith without works is dead? Well, I think what he's saying to us is that our faith is in a living God. If we have faith in dead objects, it's going to be a dead faith. If we simply have faith in a doctrinal statement, that doctrinal statement doesn't have life. That's just a set of facts. Our faith is in Jesus. Our faith is in the living God. Our faith is in the one who died for our sins, who was buried, and who was raised back to life, and who is seated at the right hand of God the Father. So our faith is in a living God. And God said through Jesus that he's not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living. So we know we have a living faith. Peter talked about the fact that we've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So everything about this new life that we have in Jesus is living. It's not just dead religion. It's not just dead religious works. It's alive. Why? Because Jesus is alive. So I think James is walking us down that path to show us that we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. Now, he's not saying anything different than what Paul had to say, because Paul talked about good works as well. I mean, if you read his letter to Titus, you will see that it's filled with admonitions for good works. As a matter of fact, it talks about the grace of God that's been revealed, bringing salvation to all. This grace teaches us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. And then it goes on to talk about the fact that Jesus has purchased for himself a people eager for good works. So the result of salvation, the result of being made new in Christ Jesus, is a whole new set of desires. And those desires flow or parallel the works that God has prepared beforehand for us to walk in. And that's exactly what Paul said in Ephesians 2:10. So we have Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for we've been saved by grace through faith. It's not of works, it's a gift. And then he goes on to say in verse 10, for we are his workmanship. So God has done something to us. We are his workmanship. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus, and we've been created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So I think what James is doing is really expanding on this particular verse in Ephesians 2, verse 10. So God has made us new. Now, we weren't saved. Works weren't a part of that other than God's work in Jesus Christ to save us. We are his workmanship. But once we're saved, then his work in and through us continues. And those are the works that we walk in, and they look a whole lot like love. And that's what this new life is all about, is us abiding in the love of Christ and then seeing that love flow through us into the lives of others.
Yes, indeed. Well, Bob, thanks for that. And friends, again, open lines, 844-322-2742. John, good to hear from you. Hope that's a help to you. Again, 844-322-2742. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about our social media outreach here in the last few weeks, and I want to continue to kind of home in on that theme, because we have a message that is relevant the world over, friends. Worldwide audience potential out there. And if what you've heard on Basic Gospel has made a positive impact in your life, a difference in the way you live your life in Christ, well, perhaps it can do the same for others as well. So maybe that might even be someone that you know in another part of the world. So we ask you to share Basic Gospel far and wide with everyone. Tell those that you know how to find Basic Gospel, whether it's on the radio broadcast or through social media. And then when you do that, be sure to help us continue that outreach by making your contribution to support Basic Gospel on a month-by-month basis. Join us with your donation today at basicgospel.net. And to say thank you for standing with us, well, we want to send you our new series called Revealed. It's 8 messages on 4 audio CDs that will reveal that in Christ you are right with God. And we'll send you a copy to say thank you for your partnership. Again, make your donation today at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had this question that came in to us through our YouTube channel from Yvette. She is viewing us online, and she asked, does everyone come to know or have the opportunity to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior? Well, what we do know is that no one has an excuse. No one will be able to stand before God and say, if only I had known. I think something is revealed to us in nature about God, his divine attributes, his power, all of those things. So we know there's a God, and then that God has revealed himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. So I just quoted a verse out of Titus 2:11, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. So this gift of salvation is available to all who call upon the name of the Lord. So this message, God is going to take around to every corner of this world. He's going to reach even the remotest parts of this world. He's big enough to do that. So I don't think there's anybody that's going to be able to stand before God and say, I just had no earthly idea. I didn't have a clue about you. I didn't have a clue about your son. They are going to be without excuse. And if they have rejected Jesus Christ, it's because they have freely chosen to do that. They have hardened their hearts against the good news of Jesus Christ, and they will stand in opposition toward him and with hatred in their hearts toward him as well. Mm-hmm. So, yes, this gospel of Jesus Christ is available to any and all, as Paul makes clear time and time again, especially through the book of Romans. All who call upon the name of the Lord, whether Jew or Gentile, will be saved.
Will be saved. Yvette, good to hear from you. Thanks for reaching out. And, Bob, a question for you. Does God send people to hell?
No, he does not. That is the choice of man. So we come into this world dead spiritually, and that's our condition apart from Jesus Christ. Paul really spells it out. We are dead in trespasses and sins. So the offer that God puts on the table is an offer of life by grace through faith in Jesus. Now, anyone who rejects that offer just simply remains dead, and that's going to be his eternal state. Yeah. Dead, separated from God. We just answered that question on our YouTube channel.
That's why I asked.
Yes. So if you want a further explanation of that, we encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can see that explanation right there.
Yeah, I was giving you the opportunity to plug it a little
bit.
Yes,
indeed.
We did. Yeah, you can find it on our YouTube channel. Just go to basicgospel.net/YouTube. You'll find it there, along with just a whole lot of other videos for your edification. We hope you take advantage of those. Bob, another question that came in off hours. Let's listen to this one.
My name is Steve. I have a question about the Trinity. There seems to be so much of a blending of the Trinity, the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I was in a men's group one time, and this concerned me, the blending. And I said to my fellow believers, whose name do we call upon to be saved? Can we call upon God? And there was silence. I said, do we pray to the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, save me, be my Savior. And then I finally said, Jesus is the name given. But I was stupefied at the inability to give an answer on who we call on. So I have concerns about the Trinity and the separateness of these three characters as opposed to their oneness. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thanks for that question. Certainly the Trinity is a very misunderstood doctrine. As a matter of fact, you never even see the word Trinity in the Word of God. You see the Godhead, and I think that's a better description of the God that we serve. He's one in essence and nature, but he has manifested himself in three distinct characters: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. So there's a fellowship of love within the Godhead, and we're invited into that fellowship through faith in Jesus Christ. So, Steve, you're exactly right. There's no other name under heaven by which men will be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. There's going to come a point in time where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Paul talks about that in Romans 10. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. All who confess Jesus is Lord will be saved. Why? Because he's the Savior. When the angel came to Mary and said, you're going to have a son, and when that angel came to the shepherds, he said, today a Savior. The Savior has been born in the town of Bethlehem. Who is he? He is Christ the Lord. So Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is the one who died for our sins. Jesus Christ is the one who was buried. Jesus Christ is the one who was raised from the dead. Jesus Christ is the one who ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. So Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's the one that became flesh and blood, tasted death on our behalf so that we could enjoy eternal life with him. So we call upon the name of Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean that God the Father and God the Spirit did not have a part in all of this as well. So as far as God the Father is concerned, he's the one that came up with the plan. So Jesus is the foreknowledge of God. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings the message of Jesus to our hearts and makes the message of Jesus real to us. So it talks about, for example, in 1 Peter chapter 1, that we're saved according to the foreknowledge of God and the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with his blood. So we see the entirety of the Godhead in action on our behalf. Yeah. But Jesus Christ stands out as the Savior. And when we go to the book of Revelation, we see the great throng of believers bowing down and worshiping the Lamb of God, who was, who is, and will always be the Alpha and Omega. Yeah. That's Jesus Christ. Now, once we call upon the name of the Lord, then we receive the fullness of the Godhead within us. Mm-hmm. So we see passages in Scripture that say that God abides in us. In 1 John, for example, we see that the Spirit has been given to us, Galatians 4:7, Romans chapter 8, that we have the Spirit of God living in us. And then in Colossians 1:27, it says Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we have the fullness of the Godhead living in us. Therefore, we are complete in him. So Jesus is the Savior. He's the one that we call upon. He is our access to the Father, and he is the life that we live empowered by the Spirit.
Steve, hope that's a help to you. Thanks for reaching out. If you have further questions, don't hesitate to get in contact with us. And friends, a question for you. How can you know that you're right with God? Well, sadly, the answer seems to be hidden to so many people. Why is that? Basically because people are trying to earn it by their own good works and deeds. But righteousness is not something that you can earn. It is God's gift, and it's his alone to give. We have this excellent series for Basic Gospel called Revealed, and it will open your eyes to see and receive God's gift of righteousness. And we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to Basic Gospel in this month of July. Click donate when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Revealed. You can start now to stand confidently in the truth that you are right with God through faith in the righteous one who is Jesus Christ. And again, we'll send you a copy to say thank you for making your gift today at basicgospel.net. Bob?
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines and talk with Larry listening to us in Indiana. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing there? And I appreciate you taking my question. There's a lot of people taking 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 out of context. They're thinking that God has sent this pandemic down to us, and but I think that was referring back in the old covenant that God has. He wouldn't be sending nothing, no curse on us now, I don't think, but I'll let you take it from there.
Well, thanks, Larry. I think that's a good point and a point that needs to be made today. Just in our natural understanding of things, before the truth is revealed to us, before we see the goodness of God in the person of Christ Jesus, we would judge almost any situation that comes into our lives. We would make a determination that God is sending that to us as some form of punishment for a past sin that we have done. And so with things like this coronavirus pandemic, we just take that natural way of thinking and expand it out on a broad scale. But that's we're not looking at things through the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When we look at it through the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I think we're going to see a different story. So, like, this pandemic is just a part of this world that we live in. I mean, there was one 100 years ago, 1918. There's been various viruses and diseases that have really plagued the world over the last 10 or 15 years. That's just part of human history. That's just part of this world that we live in. Larry, if you look at Romans chapter 8, you see that all of creation has been subjected to futility, that it's not functioning in the way that it was originally designed to function. And that's a result of sin coming into this world through Adam and Eve, and maybe even through Satan himself prior to the fall of Adam and Eve. So God subjected this world in futility. So we're going to see some crazy things happening in this world, things that were meant for good. Larry, for example, we couldn't live unless there were viruses out there in this world. There are millions of viruses, and all functioning in very positive and helpful ways for us to live life as human beings. But because this world has been subjected to futility, we're going to see some oddball stuff happening, like the coronavirus, like this pandemic that we are under right now. But it's not a curse of God on something that's happening in our world today. It's just part of this world that we live in. And so, no, we don't have to go back to 2 Chronicles and try to cry out as a nation and do all that. That was a promise to the people of Israel following the construction of the temple by Solomon. And so God was kind of reestablishing the people and saying, hey, if you will keep seeking me instead of worshiping foreign gods like you have, then things are going to be good for you and for your people and for the land. So that was specific to the people of Israel. But now we have a new covenant, and we need to start seeing things through the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when we do, we see that regardless of what life throws at us, there is always this offer of life on the table by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So, Larry, hope that helps, and sure glad you called today, my friend.
Yes, indeed. And thanks to everybody for joining us for Basic Gospel today. And if you have a Bible question or need scriptural guidance for a life issue you may be struggling with, you can leave a voicemail overnight at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you. Be sure to join Bob, Christopher, and me each Friday on Basic Gospel for our new study through the Simple Gospel Simply Grace Study Guide. Order your copy now from SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com and be ready to study with us each Friday and see clearly how the Christian life is supposed to work. Well, we're out of time for this edition, everybody. We look forward to being back with you again tomorrow at the same time. Till then, for Bob and the staff, I'm Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.